let's go through top three stories here for you real quick. If you'd like to weigh in, by the way, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I do want to play the audio real quick in just a minute of President Biden joining Governor DeSantis to talk about the hurricane. We don't have a whole lot of the audio because it actually cuts out. I mean, it's there, but it's like very, very light. But we do have a little bit of it. We'll play some of that for you here in a minute. First, top three stories here for you. Starting off with Vladimir Putin ordering his Russian government to take over a nuclear power plant that is in the annexed area of Ukraine. So remember, he tried to annex part of Ukraine last week. That was a big hubbub. And now he's telling his government, hey, we've annexed it. Go take over the power plant now. The appeals court has agreed to speed up the Justice Department's appeal pertaining to a special master for the document seized at Mar-a-Lago. So the courts have ruled that, yes, Trump can have a special master. The Department of Justice appealed that, and now the appeals court has agreed to speed up that appeals process. And finally, President Biden is meeting with met with Governor DeSantis during his Florida trip today. That was something that we were speculating yesterday. Would he actually try to meet with DeSantis, or would he just survey the area by himself? I said it would be very unprecedented if he did that. So he did. He did end up meeting with Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis basically thanked him for coming and then said, hey, the floor is yours. And let's hear this part. Like I said, we don't have all the audio because it cuts out, but I do want you to hear some of the president addressing Florida.
Welcome to Florida. We appreciate working together across various levels of government, and the floor is yours.
Well, Gov, the first lady, thank you very much for the hospitality. And, I want to thank the mayor and the county chair. Cecil took me on a little helicopter ride, and we went out to Sanibel Island and all across. And I'm sure it's much worse on the ground, but you can see a whole hell of a lot of the damage from the air. And you can imagine, because unfortunately, I've been to a lot of disaster areas in the last couple months, last 6 months. You know, more fires have burned in the west and the southwest, burned everything right to the ground than the entire state of New Jersey, as much room as that takes up. And the reservoirs out west are down to almost zero. We're in a situation where the Colorado River looks more like a stream. There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change. We should do something about it. But, folks, I also want to Jill and I have had you all in our prayers, and I mean that sincerely. And we're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you, and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that. You know, when you walk around here, what's left of Fisherman's Wharf, and you don't have to have much of an imagination to understand that everything is historic, titanic, and unimaginable storm just ripped it to pieces. You got to start from scratch, got to move again. And it's going to take a lot of time, not weeks or months. It's going to take years for everything to get squared away in the state of Florida to fully recover and rebuild. We're here today with Governor DeSantis and Senator Rubio and Senator Scott and Congressman Donald. You know, today we have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
Groundbreaking orthopedic care is more than...
All right, so there you go. So that was Governor President Biden. He only speaks for maybe another 30 seconds, and then he picks up a remote mic, I think, so he could kind of move around the podium or something more. And when he picks up that remote mic, it's just the audio is just not there. The microphone must have been connected like speakers to that audience there, but not connected to the feed. So we don't have any audio after that really anyway. But I want to hear him addressing it just so you could share you can see how he was sharing his thoughts about that. You know, his thoughts and prayers are with Florida, and there's a lot of natural disasters going on and things like that. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Well, we're seeing some major slowdowns right now going on in the 3 mile bridge. This is going to be in both directions. Both north and southbound lanes are extremely heavy right now. We do have unconfirmed. We don't really know what's going on, but we have some police activity. So we don't really know, but just seen some heavy delays. So if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Pensacola, as well as leaving Pensacola heading towards Gulf Breeze, you're going to see some heavy slowdowns. You may want to take an alternative route if you are, you know, heading to Gulf Breeze or heading to Pensacola, either direction this time of day. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So a couple of the things there with President Biden addressing or standing there with Governor DeSantis. I couldn't help but just think, like, he brought up the climate change thing with the drought that's going on out west, with wildfires, with flooding in other areas, and now extreme and extreme hurricanes and storms. It got me this thing, and then he had to bring up and goes, well, if anything, this should just tell us that there's something about climate change. We need to do something about it. And this is like, this is where I think there's a difference in mentality that so many of us, like, first of all, is this even the right place to start bringing that up? I don't think so. That's a place right now where there's a lot of families hurting because they lost loved ones. They've lost their home. They lost memories. They've lost their community. They lost their business. They're mourning right now. They don't need you telling them, well, it's because of this and you guys won't follow my agenda. That's not the place. Second of all, there's a whole different argument about, okay, even if climate change is real, is there a way to reverse the effects of it? Or do we have to just accept it and try to figure out how to live with it and create contingencies for more natural disasters? So there's this whole scope of climate change of when you say deal with it or address it, the way he said it was as if, well, we could be doing things to reverse it. And just like I talked about yesterday, with gas prices skyrocketing, with food prices skyrocketing, with all these things, a lot of people are going, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? And his answer is, well, really, I'm not doing anything about that because it's worth the pain in order to deal with climate change. And that's where he stands. That's his biggest issue. And that's what I was saying. When it comes down to it, when this administration's all said and done, if they're not going to be known for their failures, like the border and the pullout of Afghanistan and extreme inflation, if they're not going to be known for their failures, the one other thing that they could be known for is his efforts to address climate change. So, whether you like it or not, here's a text here. So, definitely an agenda plug for climate change. Personally, I think it has no place in a speech having to do with people who are victims of such a tragedy. To plug climate change in the midst of it makes it more clear that an agenda is not a reality to me anyway. Yeah, well... And almost like the agenda is more important than the lives lost and things like that. Yep. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news. Stick around.
Express yourself. Express yourself.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. The left always takes disasters and uses them for their agenda. Are you surprised? It's disgusting. People are suffering, and they use that pain as a campaigning tool. Yes, I am surprised. Because it's one thing to do that from the comfort of Washington, D.C. completely different to do that when you land and you're talking to the actual people who are suffering and hurting right now. So I am still surprised, but that's me. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let me tell you about the Gulf Coast Kids House celebrating their philanthropic heart of our community at the 6th Annual Brunch and Bubbles on October 23rd. You can enjoy a walkabout brunch at Portofino featuring local celebrity chefs, bottomless premier champagne, and other brunch cocktails, live entertainment, live music as well. Gulf Coast Kids House is the only child advocacy center in Escambia County. They help approximately 3,000 kids every year at no cost to them or their families. And so you can find out more or buy tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. I also want to bring up, since we're just talking about Florida and the disaster and the suffering they're going through, if you text DISASTER to 20222 or visit floridadisasterfund.org, you can help make a donation that way in order to help them out. So text DISASTER to 20222 or visit floridadisasterfund.org. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, we're going to start out with a little bit of breaking news.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So as Gracie mentioned a few minutes ago, there's some backups on Pensacola Bay Bridge right now. This is because Pensacola police say there was a report of a man possibly jumping from that bridge just before the 5 o'clock hour. Now, this is still unconfirmed. We don't have a lot of information. The latest we got from PPD's Mike Wood is that there are emergency vehicles parked on the bridge and some temporary lane closures there. But we will be following this throughout the evening and give you the latest as we get it. Alex Jones says he'll be arresting his case without testifying or putting up a defense in the Sandy Hook Elementary School defamation trial. Jones has denied any wrongdoing in this case. Jones' attorney says his client thinks if he testified, he could potentially be charged with perjury. And Bobby, yesterday it was a good day. It was National Taco Day. It was also Taco Tuesday. But today, Bobby, we honor secret agents.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
This is Global James Bond Day. Nearly 70 years ago, author Ian Fleming released the first James Bond book called Casino Royale. In 1962, the world premiere of the first James Bond film, Dr. No.
James Bond, 007.
To celebrate 60 years of Shaken, Not Stirred.
My instructions were implicit. I was to leave for Jamaica in 2 hours. License to Kill.
Amazon Prime streaming all 25 Bond films for a limited time. I'm Lucinda Kay.
So there you have it. Make sure you celebrate your Bond, James Bond Day somehow.
Whoa. They're streaming all 25 films for a limited time?
Yes, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That would take a lot of time dedication to make it through all 25.
It would. I have not seen all the Bonds. I haven't seen some of the, the Timothy guy. I haven't seen some of his and some of the ones from the 80s. But definitely was a big Bond fan with Sean Connery and then the later Bonds. I liked the Daniel Craig Bond a lot. I was disappointed in the one before him, Pierce Brosnan. I was disappointed in Pierce Brosnan's. I thought Pierce Brosnan's Bond would have been a lot more suave and a little bit more like a Sean Connery type of suaveness to it, less action, but because he could play that off better. But the way they wrote him was he was more of an action-type sequences. And Daniel Craig's being all action, but the way he plays it off really good. He's a good Bond. But we're still waiting for the next Bond. We're waiting for them to announce who the next Bond will be. So... there's been buzz about it possibly being a female, even.
I was going to say, I thought they announced that a while back.
No, I saw something the other day that they're still determining it. They're just saying that they could be a female. So, don't really know yet. I've even seen some things saying Idris Elba might be the new Bond. And so, we're still waiting for them to make that announcement, I'm pretty sure. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, we are seeing, again, like David mentioned, tremendous slowdowns on the 3 Mile Bridge. It's going to be in both directions If you are needing to go to Gulf Breeze from Pensacola or to Pensacola from Gulf Breeze, I would recommend taking the Garcon Point Bridge because if you are leaving Gulf Breeze, our slowdowns are going to start creeping up on you when you're on I-110 southbound, getting off at East Chase Street and East Gregory Street, as well as backing up on Bayfront Parkway down to Veterans Memorial Park. And if you are heading in the opposite direction, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading northbound towards Pensacola, you'll start seeing these delays before you get onto the bridge. This is going to be just before you get onto the bridge near the McDonald's is where you'll start seeing those slowdowns. So extremely slow. The police activity is going to be before you get to the hump on the north side of the bridge, so closer to Pensacola. So just keep that in mind. You're going to be seeing some heavy slowdowns, one lane open in both directions. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I just looked it up to confirm, and sure enough, they did not. They have not announced the new bond yet. They've announced like an age range or something like that, but that's it. And there was buzz that it could be a female. Good point here. It says Bond, Jane Bond. There you go, Jane Bond instead of James Bond. I like it. why is it on 10-5? Shouldn't it be on like 7-7 or something like that? That's a good idea. Today's bond day because this is when the book was released, but it should be like you should celebrate 7-7 to be James Bond Day. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Good point. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, got an update for you, a little bit of an eye-opening update on how bad inflation is really hitting some Americans. That's next. Nearly half of Americans making six figures are living paycheck to paycheck from the latest study. 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck right now. That has gone up 5% since last year. But the big surprise is 45% of people making over $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. That's gone up 7%.
Everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell says the storm could be one of the more costly disasters that they've seen in many years. Meanwhile, the Biden administration weighs in on plans by OPEC Plus to cut oil production.
The president calling the decision by OPEC Plus short-sighted. The bottom line is that oil prices in the U.S. will go up because President Biden...
Let's see here. Elton John could be the next James Bond. What? No. Let's go here. Last James Bond movie. Last Bond movie, James Bond 007 retired, and 007 was assigned to a character played by Ashiana Lynch until James came back for revenge. I guess that might be right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So it could be. 007 could be assigned to a female. Absolutely. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We have a mobile app. Just if you download it on your app store, whatever it may be, look for News Radio Pensacola. You can listen to the live stream. Click the on-demand button to listen to entire podcasts of this show, of Pensacola Morning News, and of Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. And you can check out news on there. And it has a cool little open mic feature as well, where you can leave us your news or traffic tips just by clicking on the button. So it's a pretty cool little feature. Just download our mobile app by going to News Radio Pensacola in your app store. Then top three stories here for you real quick before we get to our sports hit. Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian government to go ahead and take over Ukraine's nuclear power plant, the Zaporizhia power plant, after... This is part of the Ukraine region where he's claiming annexation. So he's basically saying, we annexed it. It's ours now. Now go take over the power plant. Well, that'd be pretty nice to do. Just declare that you're part of your area is now annexed. That'd be nice. Appeals court has agreed to speed up the special master appeal from the Department of Justice. So remember a judge ruled that, yes, Trump can have a special master pertaining to the documents at Mar-a-Lago. The Department of Justice is appealing that. Now, the appeals court has agreed to speed up that appeals process. And then finally, President Biden has met with Governor DeSantis today during his Florida trip to survey damage from Hurricane Ian. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
A lot of Major League Baseball games going on right now already. Baltimore Orioles beat the Toronto Blue Jays in the first game of a doubleheader, 5-4. Right now, Toronto is beating Baltimore 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth. The Pirates are beating the Cardinals 5-3, end of the eighth. The Rangers are leading the Yankees 4-2, bottom of the eighth. That game's on ESPN+. The Houston Astros are leading the Phillies 3-2. The Cleveland Guardians beating the Royals 9-2 in the top of the ninth. Tie game in the middle of the ninth inning right now between the Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. They're tied at 4 apiece, so got half an inning to go to see whether that will go into extra innings. The Miami Marlins holding on to a lead against the Atlanta Braves. They were leading the Braves. The Braves caught up, and then they keep on going. So this is a high-scoring game right now. Marlins leading this one in the top of the seventh, 10-8. Wow. Mets are beating the Nationals 6-0. The Giants are beating the Padres 6-1. Tampa Bay Rays trying to come back against the Boston Red Sox. They're down 4-3. And the Dodgers are leading the Rockies 6-1. And let's go and get traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. I'll give you the rest of your sports hit.
Well, we are still seeing some major delays on the 3 Mile Bridge right now. This is going to be going in both directions. If you are heading out of Pensacola towards Gulf Breeze on the 3 Mile Bridge, you'll start seeing those slowdowns on I-110 southbound if you're getting off at East Chase Street, as well as on Bayfront Parkway is slow moving around Veterans Memorial Parkway. And the roundabout is slow moving as well, backing up to about the Graffiti Bridge. So if you're coming in through 17th, you'll start seeing those slowdowns as well. The police activity, we have some police activity that's what's causing these slowdowns, is going to be before the hump on the north side of the bridge. So if you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Gulf Breeze, it'll clear up after that. Other direction, if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Pensacola on the 3 Mile Bridge, you'll have slow moving traffic. You'll start seeing the delays around Fairpoint. It's very slow moving. We have one lane open in both directions, so just keep all that in mind. You may want to take an alternative route unless you want to sit in some traffic. But other than that, we're looking good throughout Pensacola. We do have another accident on North Blue Angel Parkway, seeing slowdowns in both directions. This is going to be just off of Softly Field Road. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
Preseason NHL hockey is going to be on TNT tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock with the Boston Bruins against the Rangers, followed by the Dallas Stars against the Colorado Avalanche. You got MLS soccer on ESPN+, beginning at 6 o'clock as well. And then NBA preseason continues on NBA TV tonight with the Cleveland Cavaliers playing the 76ers at 6 o'clock, followed by the Suns against the Lakers. And then kind of a rare one here on a Wednesday, college football. That's right. On ESPN2, you can check out SMU playing Central Florida. This game was it's playing on a Wednesday because this was postponed from Saturday due to the hurricane. And so Hurricane Ian crossing, you know, Orlando area. So Central Florida had to reschedule. So they're playing this tonight. So SMU is 2-2. UCF is 3-1. You can check that out on ESPN2. In sports news, the protester who was tackled by the Rams players, Bobby Wagner, and I can't remember the other player who tackled him too. But so remember, a protester ran onto the field. He was like, he had some sort of like pink smoke or something like that that he was running on the field with. And of course, he's being chased by security. He ran close to the Rams sideline. And when he did, linebacker Bobby Wagner came out and just tackled the dude, just laid him out. He has now filed an assault complaint. Oh, my gosh. That really drives me crazy. You know why it drives me crazy? Because I know deep down in my heart there's a chance that this guy might win. That's why it drives me crazy. There's no way this guy should ever be able to file a complaint of assault when he's the one that decided. It's such a privileged society that thinks that you could be that disruptive and somebody tackles you and then you're going to file an assault complaint against them as if they did something wrong. It's such a entitled society. It's so bizarre. I hate it. Running back Jonathan Taylor of the Colts is ruled out for Thursday night's game against the Broncos. Buccaneers wide receiver Cole Beasley just signed with the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago and has decided he just can't do it. He's going to go ahead and retire after 11 seasons. Former Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles has quietly entered retirement, saying, "I didn't tell anyone that I retired, but I am officially retired now." And Aaron Judge hit a 62nd home run yesterday, and an auction house has already offered $2 million for the home run ball. That's your sports hit right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We were just talking about kind of, to me, a shocking number, which is 45% of Americans who make six figures or more are living paycheck to paycheck. And that is up 7% from where it was a year ago, which went up, you know, which is already up like 4 or 5% from the previous year. 60% of Americans now are living paycheck to paycheck, which is up 5% compared to a year ago. Now, I saw this number. Americans, this is according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. They released new wage and price data. And what they found is that real wages, inflation-adjusted wages, have fallen so much so that this is the biggest decline that we've seen in wages in 25 years. Basically, the way they put it was, this is the most severe pay cut Americans have received in 25 years. And that pay cut, putting that in air quotes, that pay cut is due to inflation. That they said, on average, the median decline in real wages is a little more than 8.5%, which is what we've been talking about, that wages and salaries, according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, has not gone up over the past 2 years. Yet inflation is obviously up 8 to 9%. So that means essentially if you are not making any more money, you're actually taking home less money. And that's exactly what this data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas is saying, is that, yes, the take-home pay for Americans is the largest pay cut we've seen in 25 years. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let you know about the tropics out there. There is indeed a system developing down in the South Caribbean, 80% chance of formation over the next 5 days. It is a very similar storm track as what Hurricane Ian started off as. Basically, it's south of Cuba. It's south of Puerto Rico and the Dominican. And it is heading towards the Yucatan Peninsula. Then after that, we don't know. So what had happened with Ian was that's exactly the same storm track it was taking, and then it decided to shift north. And northeast, and it, you know, cut across Cuba, and then it hit, obviously hit Florida. This one is a little bit, the storm track is a little bit more south of what Ian was, but it's very similar place. And this is supposed to, has a 60% chance of formation over the next 2 days, 80% chance of formation over the next five. There's another system out there in the middle of the Atlantic, Tropical Depression 12. But it is not expected to really go anywhere. Like, its storm track is just, in the next day, it's going to be a depression, and it'll just be out there in the Atlantic, not affecting anybody. So I just want to give you an update on that. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Plus, we've got your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. The walk is October 29th at Seville Square. Registration starts at 8, walk is at 9. Register today at newsradio923.com. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, President Biden's not the only one complimenting Governor Ron DeSantis on his efforts after Hurricane Ian today.
God bless our governor, and God bless all of the mayors. All of the mayors, and they're all working so hard, and they're heroes, and...
Of course, that's former President Donald Trump there from a keynote address at the Hispanic Leadership Conference in Miami. Brooke Rollins, the president and CEO of the AFPI, says that gathering's bringing together some of the nation's top conservative Hispanic leaders. And she adds that all of them are exemplifying the American spirit. So, Governor Ron DeSantis being complimented by lots of folks on his response to the hurricane.
Yeah, before I let you go, David, what is the update on the bridge situation? We got a few texters who say the traffic is really backed up over there, and I know you've been trying to get a hold of the police department to find out exact details. Where are we at with that now?
So the latest details that I have are that there are some lane closures. They've got a lot of emergency vehicles parked. The backups, it looks like, were, I believe on one side it was backed up pretty much all the way into Gulf Breeze. I just closed out my map on that. But it looked like quite a few backups. Right now, we still don't have a lot of confirmation on the situation itself and what's caused it, but we're working to get that information as soon as we can.
Okay, yeah. But rumors that there might have been a jumper or something like this, you were saying before?
Right. Well, PPD hasn't confirmed that that's actually what happened, but they said the initial report is that that was what they were told, was that someone had jumped off the bridge over by the hump. So
they're trying to investigate that,
right?
I'm sure,
and we don't have any. I'm not really sure right now if they've staged a water rescue or anything like that yet, but we're working to get that information as soon as we can.
Gotcha. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, the main delays are going to be on the 3 mile bridge right now. As David was saying, it's right before the hump. If you're leaving Pensacola on the north side of the bridge, so if you're leaving Pensacola towards Gulf Breeze, that's where the heaviest amount of slowdowns are going to be. It is backing up to I-110 southbound. East Chase Street is completely backed up, as well as Bayfront Parkway is backed up to past Veterans Memorial Park. And 17th is backed up to the Graffiti Bridge. So any way you're trying to get to the 3 mile bridge from Pensacola heading southbound, you're going to see slow moving traffic. We have one lane open in both directions with crews and fire trucks on scene. I got a call in from a listener letting us know that there was boats in the water there, as well as a helicopter in the area. Sure. You will see slowdowns as you're moving towards Pensacola northbound from Gulf Breeze. It's not as bad as southbound, but definitely still present. It's going to be slow moving, but the heaviest delays are going to be if you're leaving Pensacola going towards Gulf Breeze. I would recommend just taking an alternative route, take Garcon Point, and just stay clear of the 3 mile bridge at this point. So if you see something else or you have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by All Pro Tune-Up across from the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in workmanship servicing your cars, your trucks, and your RVs. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Real quick here, top stories on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner is President Biden, caught on a hot mic in Florida, saying no one F's with a Biden. He was actually speaking to Fort Myers Beach Mayor Ray Murphy, and he just was just joking around. Somebody, it was kind of a casual thing. He says no one F's with a Biden. The audio is really hard to hear, and they bleep it out anyway. But then the mayor replied, says, "Yeah, you're something right." That's the top story. Fox News is, we already know that Biden's got a potty mouth. It's not the first time he's been caught using the F-bomb on a hot mic. Other top stories on FoxNews.com is that the doctor who discovered CTE, which, remember, there was a whole movie about it called Concussion, he says the NFL star Tua Tagovailoa should quit. Yeah, he won't do that. Oil industry mocking Biden after OPEC has announced production cuts. That's the other top stories on FoxNews.com. Let's get Bobby's brain teases.
What? It's Bobby's brain teases.
Taco Bell had a seafood salad back in 1986. It contained shrimp, crab, and whitefish in a tortilla bowl.
Ew.
Wow. That'd be interesting for Taco Bell. I wonder if it's dehydrated. I don't know. Only one woman has ever been picked in the NBA draft. Her name was Lucia Harris, and the New Orleans Jazz took her before New Orleans went to Utah. She was selected in the seventh round. It turned out she was pregnant. She never even played a game. Then let's see here. And actually, two picks later, the Kansas City Kings drafted Caitlyn Jenner. Well, it was Bruce Jenner at the time.